You are not obligated to believe certain things or to live in a certain way because you were conditioned or because you were patterned that way. And that is especially true if the way that you're working or the way that you're living and the beliefs that you have aren't working for you. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to another episode of Morning Coffee. My name is Rick Alexander, and you guys can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. The best compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think it might resonate with. Today, I wanted to take a break from the political landscape and from current events to break down some quotes and talk about some other things for a couple of reasons. One is, you know, you just have to be careful because there's all of these things that are happening in the world. The world's going through something really interesting right now, but you're hearing about it through the media. And if you're hearing about something through the media, understand that it's gone through the lens of identity politics. So we take the most deeply human issues and we simplify them into like one, two, or three sides, and then we tell people that they have to choose. And that's just not really the case. Like, I think you can be team human. And you don't have to stay so engaged in the identity politics and the outrage media and the clickbait and the way that the media world really does tend to suck you in. And that's just not just news. That's all media, right? New media is the exact same way. Like, BuzzFeed basically created their entire empire on clickbait. So just understand these things are designed to rile you up. They're designed to simplify the message. They're not designed to find truth. So what I did today, this is really fascinating. I went through my bookshelf and I just opened up every book in a row, not every book, like maybe, I don't know, 10 or so books. And I opened them up in a row, I pointed to something, and I wrote down the absolute first line that I saw. And I ended up with a whole bunch of really cool quotes about everything from God to personal development to business to relationships to, I mean, literally everything. So I'm actually just going to read those and today maybe provide a little bit of commentary and just give you something to think about, right? Of course, when you're reading a line without context, it's hard to know, but most of these, they have a built-in context within them. So the first one is, an aim or an ambition provides the structure necessary for action. An aim or an ambition provides the structure necessary for action. So understand that when we set goals, it can be really easy for us to set goals that we think are going to, they're going to validate us in some way, or they're going to make us happy. And so we always set the, once I get there, I'll be fill in the blank, whatever it is you need, satisfied, happy, you know, money, whatever it is. We always set goals like that. But understand that the actual design behind a goal, the reason that it works is because it gives you something to filter all of your actions and all of your decisions through. So, you know, it's hard when we say yes or no to certain opportunities. And most of us want to say yes to opportunities, one, because we're conditioned that way, and two, because we live in a scarcity mindset. But understand that if you first filter opportunities that come up through the lens of an aim or an ambition or a goal, it allows you to say yes or no without making it so personal, right? A lot of times people like ask you to come to their house, go to a party, go to an outing or something, and you don't want to go, and it's hard to explain why, and we feel like we have to backtrack. And so if you can learn to filter some of your life through an aim or an ambition, right, of course you have to remain somewhat pliable. You have to actually keep your eyes open throughout the process, but a lot of times people don't get somewhere because they're not trying to get somewhere. So understand that if you have an aim or an ambition, that it can provide the necessary structure if you allow it to, if you let it. Next line. But you're still going to have to get past the layers of self-disdain to get to the warm center of your true adoration. But again, you're still going to have to get past the layers of self-disdain to get to the warm center of true adoration. I don't know if you've ever struggled with self-disdain, but or self-loathing or self-hatred, but I have. And I think oftentimes, you know, I've heard advice, I heard on a few podcasts people, because I was like trying to contend with this idea, like how do I start to actually love myself? And a lot of advice is to tell yourself that you love yourself. And I think that what we say is sometimes a representation of our belief, but the way that we act is actually what our deepest belief is. And so sometimes that doesn't work because you're telling yourself that you love yourself, but the way that you're acting isn't in accordance with that. And oftentimes what happens when you do set out on this personal development journey and trying to get past that self-disdain is that it works for a while, right? Telling yourself that you love yourself and giving yourself affirmations and things like that. It works for a while until you reach like some sort of, you know, friction point in your life where the way that you've learned to center yourself and deal with it is to absolutely hate yourself. And then you're going to find that those layers of self-disdain are still there. They were just kind of under the surface and you were overlooking them. And I think that right action is how we actually get past that, right? We actually have to be somebody that we love. And that is a deeper topic. I could probably do an entire episode on that. As I've studied Socrates, that was a lot of his work, learning to come into accordance with your own consciousness or with your own conscience. He saw that as your direct link to divinity. And so a lot of us betray our own conscience and then we don't like the person that we are because we are self-aware. Even when we don't think that we're watching, we're always watching what we're doing, what other people are doing. And in the back of our mind, we're taking notes. Like, what are you like? If you don't allow yourself to be somebody that you love, it will be really hard to just profess it and tell yourself that. Next quote, the first direction is ignorance and denial. First, you deny your shadows and you protect your image of self, however you've constructed it. So that first direction is ignorance and denial. That's true for everybody. I mean, we want to protect the world as we've constructed it, right? It makes us feel safe. We have biases internally. We have biases that we don't even see. We have such blind spots that we don't even see them because we want to keep the world ordered. And I'm not saying to throw yourself into chaos and to let go of everything that you know, but I am saying that it might help, might make your life, you might be closer to truth if you learn to question the things that you're absolutely sure of. All right, next line. Next quote, I mean, in a culture of scarcity and perfectionism, asking for help can be shaming if we're not raised to understand that asking for help is human and foundational for connection. I grew up, maybe you can relate to this. I grew up with the idea that if you are self-made, that's it. That's what an American is. You don't take no shit. You don't need help from anybody. You just do it on your own. And what you end up doing is walling yourself in, creating a lonely existence, and you realize that no matter what it is you can do on your own, maybe it's a lot. Like maybe you are a really, really capable person. But that doesn't mean you're ultimately capable. That doesn't mean that you could fulfill your ultimate potential of what you might be capable of. It just means that you started with some innate abilities. But we live in a culture that is the descendant of an agrarian society because we are better together. We are stronger together. And this idea of self-made, to me, it's complete bullshit. Like nobody is self-made. Like even if you did everything on your own, but you had a parent that kept you on a regular schedule when your mind was developing when you were two, then you didn't do it all on your own, because if you were left on your own, you would be so scattered, you would see the world as unsafe, you wouldn't have the ability to take risks, or you would take so many risks that you constantly sunk your own ship, right? And so there are all these like little parts of our development, specifically within development psychology, that you realize it's like you can't do this stuff on your own. You weren't meant to do it on your own. We're here for each other. So even though our culture tends to prioritize certain things, understand that you can live deeper. You can ask yourself better questions. Next one, our life crisis. And I know that this episode is all over the place, but I do really enjoy just kind of breaking down all of these different things. So our life crisis tells us that we need to break free of beliefs that no longer serve our personal development. This is, okay, so I didn't get very far because I have a ton more here written down, but this is going to be the last one that I talk about today. Maybe I'll do, if you want me to do another episode on this, like just sort of random breaking these down, let me know, and I will. If not, then maybe we'll just move on. But this last quote is, our life crisis tells us that we need to break free of beliefs that no longer serve our personal development. This is the beauty of rock bottom. It clarifies what's important. It discards what's in your way. And it shows you thoughts that you've had, that you've chosen to believe, that are really harmful, right? And that above quote, that might be an example of it. Like, I believed that I had to be, like, asking for help was almost a disgrace in my belief system. And I still have a really hard time because it's a really deeply ingrained pattern. So I have a hard time asking for help. And I remember going through this personal crisis, this rock bottom moment where my business was failing and I had lost a relationship and I just didn't really know which way was up. And I realized, like, this belief of not asking for help is ruining my life. Like, why wouldn't I ask for help? I need it. I'm at the bottom. I don't know which way is up. I need help. I need advice. So many of us will go to our grave because we don't believe that we can change our beliefs, right? And at the end of the day, a belief is just a thought that you've chosen to believe. It doesn't mean that it's helpful. So oftentimes when we are in our personal crisis or we're going through times that are really tough, what you'll find is that reality is showing you something, right? Like, this isn't working. The way you've conceptualized things, it's not working. And you could say that that's true by the fact that you're now in a personal crisis. But you believe other thoughts, oh, I should be different, or I should be this way. And so you hold on to your pain and you don't let it out. You don't let anybody in. And also, because you're not letting anybody in, nothing can get out. So allow the adversities that shove you into rock bottom, that seem like such bullshit, allow those to change you for the better. Allow those to break you open so that you can be open, so that you can be open to more possibilities, so that you can be open to seeing the perspective and the path that you aren't able to see in any other way or when you were believing these harmful thoughts that weren't getting you anywhere. Our life crisis tells us what we need to break free of. That's got to be the most true statement that I've said today. You are not obligated to believe certain things or to live in a certain way because you were conditioned or because you were patterned that way. And that is especially true if the way that you're working or the way that you're living and the beliefs that you have aren't working for you, right? I see a lot of miserable people and they want to hold on to their misery and their pain because they also want to hold on to their beliefs. Maybe those die, and maybe if they do, maybe if you do let them go, then you can be born again. Because to me, the number one gift of the human condition, of the human experience, for all of our finalities and all of the burden and all of the weight we have to carry and the emotions and the struggle, for all of that, what we do have is the ability to transmute that struggle. We can take what was given to us, even if it wasn't fair, even if it was bullshit, even if we didn't deserve it, even if we had no say in how we were raised. We can take that, we can transmute it, and we can use it to lift others up. We can use it so that other people go through a little bit less pain than we went through when we were shouldered with that burden or asked to carry something. And here's the other thing. You might say, well, why does it matter if I got screwed, right? If I had to carry it. It's still not fair for me, and you're right. It's not fair. But here's something that's interesting. When you learn to transmute your suffering and you turn that into beauty for somebody else, life rewards you with this sense of meaning. You could think of meaning as an indication or a sign that in all of the cosmos, you are in the exact right place, right? That's why when we get in a flow state, we have that sense of meaning. That's why we do certain things that align with our value system and we feel this intrinsic satisfaction. Even though we're this ant on this rock surrounded by an atmosphere with unlimited space and galaxies in every single direction, there are certain things we can do, and when we do them, life tells us you are in the exact right place right now. All of the stars, all of the galaxies, everything is aligned and you are in the right place. And that is why if I could give you any advice, it would be, do not avoid your personal life crisis. Do not shove it under the mat. Do not act like you're okay when you're not. Take on the burden, take on that suffering, and then understand that it's going to break you open, and the person that you're going to be on the other side of it is a person that can change somebody else's life, and in doing so, render theirs meaningful. I love you. I hope you have an amazing week. We will talk Friday on Morning Coffee. Hey, by the way, if you do like this style of episode where I'm kind of like reading these quotes, let me know and I will do more of them. All right, thanks. We'll be right back.